We are reading from the study of the Ten Sefirot, part 3, chapter 9 in the Histaklut Pnimit, direct light and reflected light. Item 1. You can send questions on our website and selected questions will be asked during the lesson.
Yes, move on.
Chapter 9 explains the order of the emanation of Parzuf Galgalta of Ak contains three issues.
Ten
Sefirot of the Rosh of Galgalta of Ak. We shall first explain the Parzuf of Galgalta of Ak, which is the first Parzuf in the world of Ak. First, you already know that Ein Sof expands until the Zivug, the coupling by striking on the screen in the vessel of Malchut. At that time, the reflected light is reflected, rises from the vessel of Malchut, and clothes the four phases of direct light to the level of Keter. You also know that this clothing of the ten sefirot of direct light in the ten sefirot of the reflected light is called ten sefirot of the Rosh, meaning the roots of the vessels. It is so because the clothing of the reflected light from below upward is sufficient only to seize the light in the Parzuf and not to actually clothe it.
I'm expecting questions. If there are no questions, we'll continue. Basically, these things are trivial. Move on.
Number 2, the reason for the expansion of Malchut of the Rosh to Ten Sefirot is because each degree that causes light in the upper is superior to its superior attains it to. It is known that the law in the upper worlds is that any degree that causes additional light to its upper, that entire addition returns and pours to the degree that caused it to. This Malchut did not receive the light that belongs to her and pushed it back to its place, meaning the reflected light that becomes a clothing to the upper light. By that, the upper light was seized by the Rosh, in the Rosh. Otherwise, the reflected light would not have been seized there at all. It therefore necessitates that the entire level of Ten Sefirot of the Rosh that she generated there would return and expand into the vessel of Malchut herself. It is like Zeranpin, about which is said, three emerged from one, one exists in three. Here too in Malchut, since nine Sefirot emerged from one, one exists in nine Sefirot, and both are called Guf.
Yes, this means it's clear to us that one who attains something in spirituality, first of all, what does it mean he attains? Attains means he makes this effort upon himself. He develops a new order in order to attain something above himself. And then he forcefully attains something above himself. And certainly there are changes in himself. So what he seizes later from below upwards in the reflected light changes his inner structure by the upper light. PT7.
What does it mean to seize the light and compared to clothe the light?
To clothe means usually from below upwards. That's clothing on something external. Seizing is when you seize within yourself. Usually that's how they use these words. Where do I have more? Tel Aviv 3?
Rav Shalom.
What in the Potsuf that the lower one builds belongs to the upper one?
On the one hand, he adds to the upper one by attaining him, and he takes his structure from him, and he seizes within himself, organizing himself to resemble the upper.
Itafor.
L'obiettivo della Horchoser di riempire tutto il parzuf.
Is the purpose of the reflected light to fill the entire Potsuf all the way?
Reflected light doesn't fail. The reflected light attains the upper to the extent that the lower one is capable of annulling himself and reaching the upper one. And that's only potential connection. Later, when he takes this form of the upper one, he seizes it within himself, meaning he organizes himself according to the structure of the upper one. Merkaz one.
What is the reflected light that clothes is in our work?
That's after the restriction, the screen and the reflected light, when he tries to forcefully resemble the upper one from below upwards, he later turns it in practice from below upward. That's it. What does that resemble? It's like in our world, you learn something about others. Later, from that, you organize your business, for instance. Kiev 1.
He writes that the clothing of the reflected light from below upward is sufficient only to seize the light.
He learns, in this he learns from the upper one how the upper one is organized. Then accordingly he organizes himself. That's called potential clothing, not in practice. It's like we learn something from someone. If I come to you and I learn from you something, then accordingly I organize the same business in for me.
When we try to do it in our mutual desire, what does it mean that we're learning from the Creator?
We wish to receive from the Creator the form of connection between us, the system of connection, a corrected ten sefirot, according to the structure of the soul, according to the way we organize. We also want to resemble Him in the force of bestowal. So we feel these ten sefirot with inner light. Then we work in practice against our ego, and that's how we fill ourselves.
When we try to do this action, reflected light towards the Creator, so that moment we get his response or some understanding of his actions.
This depends on the extent we try. Of course, it doesn't come at once. Many times we try, we learn how to act together, how to build between us one desire, one system. Out of this system that is connected as one, how we turn to the Creator. If our ten works as one, then we connect to Him, then begins the integration. Him and us.
What's the meaning when he writes in the end of this paragraph that the ten sefirot come out of one?
When they all connect. In short, this ten sefirot connect as one. PT4.
Can we say that after we make efforts to connect between us, the reflected light is a measurement as much as greatness of the Creator we have in the Ten? And according to that, the inner light can expand in the Toch?
Correct. Correct. That's nice. Move on.
Number three, the ten sfirot in the toch of Gelgalta of Ak. Thus, the reflected light will once more shine in the vessel of Malchut in a way that expands her to the five phases of Kachabtum. The ten sfirot of the direct light of the Rosh also glitter and expand in the ten sfirot of the Malchut, meaning to the Malchut in her called Tabu. These above five phases of the expansion of the Malchut become complete vessels for the clothing of the upper light in the Partsuf, which is why they are called Guf.
This is the exact example how, through the connection with the upper one, from below upward, by the reflected light, restriction, rejection, reflected light, out of that, as much as you attain the qualities in the rejection, in the reflected light, later, you receive it inside from the peh until the tabu, and then these lights, when they spread in the guf, they fulfill the desires in the guf of the potzuf. This is the way to establish the figure of the Creator in us. All right? Okay, Moshe.
Number four, ten sfirot of the sof of Gelgalta of Ak. The upper light cannot expand there from Tabul downwards because of the restriction and the screen on it.
There's no strength to receive in order to bestow. That's it. The desires that are not from the pe until the tabu that may be used in order to bestow are all below the tabu. Yes.
Thus, it is only the illumination of reflected light without direct light, which doesn't have the power to expand, and therefore end the potsuf. Thus, the Rosh Toch and Sof of the first potsuf of Ak, called Galgalta, have been explained.
Questions? These things are understood already. All right. No? Queens? Queens?
Good day, dear friends, dear Rav. The light that expands from the Peh of Rosh to give birth to the lower sefirot, should that be inner light?
Yes. Latin 4.
Latin 4.
Latin 4.
¿O qué no debemos hacer para estudiar correctamente el test y sea de gran utilidad y no se constituya en un obstáculo en nuestro trabajo? Gracias,
Rab. Dennis from Colombia is asking, what should we do and what shouldn't we do when we study tests for it to be as an aid and not become an obstacle in our work?
Dennis, what I
recommend,
you should read what Rabash writes.
Mamash yom yom.
And truly, every day you should try to read even two articles, one in the morning, one in the evening. Simply wash yourself with the articles by Rabash. That's what I recommend. If it's hard for you, two articles every day, because some articles are very long, so one article. Read it in parts. Even if you forget what you read a few hours ago, you can keep on going. So you'll always have the possibility to keep on going until you finish this article. And this is how you'll see how it affects you. Of course, this is besides our lessons and all other things you should do in life. But take that as an essential thing, without which you cannot exist. This should be like your food, like something you eat during the day, your spiritual food. That's it. Try it, and you'll see how you advance. All right. UK.
Good morning, Rav, Worldly. I'm really confused.
It turns out
that you can't really receive in order to bestow. Does this have anything to do with our states in the 10?
No, we're still before the connection between us. That's why we can't be in any spiritual action yet. There are no spiritual actions. They're before us. We haven't yet reached a state where we can keep them, because there's no connection between us. If there is no 10, there's nothing to talk about. Well, not a 10, 6, 7, 8, doesn't matter how many, but at least to some people that there's a connection between them. So we can't carry out things that are defined to be spiritual. PT
13.
What's the difference between the roots of the vessels to the vessels?
Roots of the vessels are not yet vessels. They're still intentions. When I connect from below upwards to the Creator, vessels, when I start working with my desires in from below upward.
Ashkelon 2.
Ashkelon 2.
Rav, haim bore beshlav misuyam.
Is the Creator in any stage, maybe more advanced? Does he become a teacher?
I don't know about these philosophies. Teacher, well. Move on. Don't ask these questions. Ask only according to what we've learned. I can't answer this.
Something else. I asked because you described the state that there's the restriction and reflected light, and then there's the inner light that enters and formats the vessel, and he learns the Creator by that. That's why I asked.
Yes. From the reflected light we raise, we learn the qualities of the Creator, His image that we can perceive, and then we seize it inside us. This way I am willing to speak. PT 25.
About the connection that we don't have in the 10 yet, and that's why we're not really performing spiritual actions. Just understand, there is a connection between us, we're just not aware of it. Can we look at it in that way? And if so, are the actions we do, don't they affect anything, whether we're aware or not?
Well, of course, we are all in a corrected state, because there's no past or future about this. Everyone is in the final correction already. It's written. That's clear. But we, for the time being, we have to take whatever we reveal. because that's what we're fighting for, how to bring ourselves to a good state, to the right state, to our equivalence of form with the Creator. The fact that in the eyes of the Creator we are in the corrected state, that doesn't mean that we are corrected already. PT 31.
About the equivalence with the Creator, the guest and the host in the reflected light, are they equal?
It's not that they're equal. To a certain extent, the guest equalizes himself to the host, to the extent that he is capable of giving back this good he received from him. The host gives the guest 100%. The upper light is unlimited above the Rosh of the Partzuf. However, the created being builds his Rosh as much as he can with all his abilities to build intentions in order to bestow. That's what the Rosh of the Partzuf is built of.
So the reflected light from below upward grows the created being more?
I don't want to say that as well. Try to talk in a way like the wisdom of Kabbalah speaks in tests, in the preface. The reflected light rises from Pederosh upwards in order to seize the Sfirot, the attitude of the host, which is before him. PT 4.
A moment ago, you said that there's a will to receive, rejection, and reflected light, and then the light can expand. So what is that new goof built from?
First of all, of the reflected light. It's made of the reflected light. That's what, from the desire to resemble the Creator, that's what builds the goof of the Potsuf. Kiev.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот вы только что сказали, что отраженный свет пытается отпечатать отношения.
You said the reflected light
на Творца. Вот что это значит?
Tries to copy his relationship.
That I want to build of myself that same form of attitude of relation from me to the Creator, just like I feel the Creator relates to me. To the extent that I'm capable, then to that extent I discover the connection between us, and then an interaction between us begins.
And by this action, when I try to build it, so the Rosh is built when I, supposedly from the smallest reflected light, I start doing it, and then the Rosh is built, or the entire Rosh.
Everything begins from the restriction. When I perform a restriction on my will to receive, I start developing my will to receive as much as I can to bestow, even before I start receiving the light. And the moment I'm capable to perform a restriction, a screen and a reflected light upon my desires, only then I practically start connecting to the light that comes to me. Moshe?
Chapter 10 explains the second Potsuv of Ak, called Ab, containing four issues. We're going to go to number one. The surrounding light refines the Masach from the fourth phase to the third. You already know the law of the departure of the light that operates in the coarseness of the vessel of Malchut. It states that even though the coarseness of the vessel of Malchut is the cause and what extends the entire level of the Partzuf, still after the upper light is drawn there and clothes the Partzuf, it's the nature of the surrounding light to refine the coarseness in the Malchut. Thus, after the upper light clothes the above Partzuf, it generates the refinement of the coarseness of the fourth phase in the screen of the Malchut in it, causing a new screen on the Malchut of the third phase.
In the
meantime, they think about what to ask. So keep on going.
Number two, emerging of the 10 Sfirot at the level of Chochmah on the screen of the third phase. The upper light does not stop shining to the emanated beings for even a moment. Consequently, at that very moment, when the screen is renewed, in the coarseness of the third phase, the light of Ein Sof instantly expands to it for the coupling by striking when the Malchut raises the reflected light and clothes the upper light. However, because the coarseness of the fourth phase has been reduced, the rejected reflected light that ascends diminishes and doesn't reach the level of Keter as before, only the level of Chochmah.
Hebrew 10.
Is it in the Partsuf or two Partsufim?
Everything is in one Partsuf. It's a process that this Partsuf is going through. PT4.
Until now, I could understand, let's say, what the Galgalta is when you perform the restriction and reflected light. But from here, what does it mean about our work? What's Bet Avak?
We're not talking about our work. We're talking about what's written. Don't be confused.
So only from below upward? From upward below?
Yes, that's all. Otherwise, it will be a confusion. I stumbled this in my life. Students always, when they relate to it this way, they're really confused. PT 25.
What does it mean that he says instantly? There's something that isn't instantly?
It's immediately. There are no actions in between. No in-between actions. Kiev 1.
Тут он пишет, что вот этот вот уровень стал меньше, и он теперь этот отраженный свет поднимается.
He writes that this degree diminished, and the light won't rise to Keter anymore, but only to Chochmah. So what's that upper limit? Why is there a limitation?
There is no screen beyond the third phase because the screen of the fourth phase has purified. Kiev 3.
Здравствуйте. Вот как раз об этом вопрос. Скажите, пожалуйста.
Hello.
Авиют пхины и пхины далет. Что это такое?
The coarseness of the third and fourth phases. What is it and what's the screen upon them?
Coarseness is desire, and the screen is the force to overcome the desire that doesn't want to receive for himself, even though he really wants, but he wants to do it as bestowal to the one who gives him the host, for instance. And then instead of the coarseness he has with respect to the light, to the gift, to the food, it doesn't matter what, he develops a rejection. We call it a screen. And then after this rejection, because the host always puts pressure saying, receive it. He's willing to receive it. But for the host, not for himself. That's called he has reflected light. And then to the extent that he receives, according to the reflected light, it's not considered reception. It's considered bestowal.
How to feel it? Dalet, Gimel, 3, 4.
It depends on what desires you have a screen. All in all, there are 4 desires. You can say 5 root, 1, 2, 3, 4. And accordingly, we have 5 screens over each and every desire and screen. Say, it's meat, fish, salad, bread, and dessert. Then to the extent that you can overcome, meaning you can eat it for the host. This means you enjoy, but by that, all your whole intention is doing it for the host, not for yourself. These are very difficult things, or it's impossible if you don't have the upper light that allows you to do such actions. Then we can do these actions in order to bestow.
One more question, if I may. So the fourth phase are the most coarse desires. And could I say that in the 10, if I sacrifice my desires, let's say to sleep, to eat, I give up on them for the 10 and connect to them. Can I say that I'm putting a masach on Dalit?
This depends how much you want to sleep or to eat, and doesn't depend on the food or the sleep itself. The most important desires for me are considered for the time being in the greatest coarseness. PT20.
Такой вопрос. Почему зивук всегда происходит на свет бесконечности?
Why is the zivuk always on the light of Ein Sof? How can such a low created being do it?
Whatever is not limited within the vessel is called the light of Ein Sof. It doesn't matter which one. There's no measure here, and that's why the light doesn't limit it. And therefore, If it's the smallest thing, but it's outside the kli, we can't say if it's small or big. It's called the light of Ein Sof. PT13.
What's the benefit of performing a zivug when the vessel performs a zivug on the third phase after it discovered that the fourth phase was refined by the surrounding light?
But now he has the ability to bestow more to the Creator in Gimel, if not in Dalet, it's in Gimel. Whatever he can bestow is very important for him until the lowest degree, zero, because by that he expresses his love. PT7.
רב, למה עובדים בצורה, למה המסך מחולק?
Why is the screen divided through coarseness and you can't work with all of it? 1, 2, 3, 4 together, but in stages.
This is simply when you work with the greatest desire. If you're about to bestow, you have to take your biggest desire that is capable of bestowing and work with that. You don't do that, it's not called bestowal.
Why not together? With 3 and 4 all together?
They're not appeared. They don't appear yet. They're not revealed. I bestow with the biggest thing, as much as I can. And only this way I work. The maximum for me is called Dalit, the fourth phase. At the moment, what is this fourth phase? Suppose I love the thing I love most is salad, more than meat and fish and all these things. I'm a vegan. I love salads. So for me, a salad is Bechinat Dalit, the fourth phase, meaning what's dear to me.
PT17. He's speaking about the refinement of the guf or the rosh.
In the rosh, there is no purification because there are no vessels there. Only in the guf you have bitush pnim and makiv, from which the screen reaches its purification.
So he's describing a process of reflected light from the third phase, that there's a refinement of the fourth phase, and then he builds the Rosh of Gimel.
Of course, the Rosh of the third phase and the Guf of the third phase, but also in the third phase, you have 4 degrees of the will to receive, because you can't have more or less 10 rather than 9.
May I ask another question?
Well, I ask, but your questions are, I've heard them 1,000 years ago already. So ask.
The fourth phase that refines, is that the goof or is it the sof?
Neither in the rosh nor in the sof you have a purification. Write this to yourself.
Moshe.
Moshe.
Number three. The degree of Chokhmah is separated into its own partsuf called Ab Avak. You already know that just as corporeals are separated from one another by location, so the spirituals are separated by disparity of form that is initiated in them. The measure of distance is as the measure of disparity of form between them. Therefore, once the screen of the third phase has been renewed inside the Paltzuf of Galgalta of Ak, with its new degree of light, that disparity of form now separates and detaches that new level into its own phase. Thus, we distinguish this new level as a second Partsuf of Ak, called Partsuf Ab of Ak, reaching only up to Chochmah.
Kadima.
Go on.
Number four. Ab of Ak emerged from the coupling by striking on the screen of the third phase made by the Pe of the Partsuf of Galgalta of Ak. Thus we find that the reason and the cause of the emanation of the second Partsuf of Ak is the law of refinement that always operates in the coarseness of the screen of the vessel of Malchut because of the clothing of the upper light. Thus after the clothing of the upper light in the first Partsuf de'ak called Galgalta, the aviut of the fourth phase in the screen of Malchut had been refined to the measure of the coarseness of the third phase. Consequently, this coupling by striking that is performed in the screen of the third phase rose to the Pe of Galgalta of Ak and emanated the second Patsuf of Ak.
Salt Lake City.
No.
Go ahead, Mario.
No.
Boker Tov, Rav. World Kli. Can you hear? Yeah. Okay. If there is for every desire that is sent, for every desire.
אני לא מבין מה שואל.
This question.
Is there a corresponding? Is there a corresponding partsuf of Galgalta of Ak? Partsuf of Ak.
Lo avur kol ratzon.
Not for every desire, but for all the desires.
Partsuf Ab unolad mi partsuf.
Partsuf Ab is a result of Partsuf Galgalta. After Galgalta has been purified, can't receive what it received from the light anymore. Then the screen purifies, becomes a screen of Bchina Gimel, then performs Zivug Daka and builds the next portion of receiving the light in order to bestow, which is called Partsuf Ab.
Turkey 3.
My friend's asking,
Are there four phases in every phase?
האם יש ארבע בחינות בתוך כל בחינה?
כן.
Yes.
ועוד 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 בכל
בחינה. And more and more and more. Within every phase, there are four phases until Ein Sof, Africa.
Please. Our first question is, why are the most important desires found in the greatest coarseness? Is every part of the parzuf not equally important?
האם לא כל חלק בפרצוף הוא שווה לכל החלקים האחרים?
לא. זה כמו שאצלנו.
No. It's like for us, to begin with, it's from the four phases of direct light. There you have the root of all phenomena. If you don't know something, start thinking about the four phases of direct light. There maybe you'll see the answer. The light that bestows upon the will to receive, a black point, black dot in the light, starts developing it. And when it starts developing it, it starts developing it in a qualitative way, in a bigger desire, not bigger by the size. Bigger means when the desire receives more, just like the still, vegetative, animate, and speaking. That's how it builds these things. That's why we have these integrations between desires.
Rav, we had a second.
Azerbaijan.
Yes, please.
Our second question is, what does it mean to purify a patsuf to the root before it receives a viewed bekin adalet? What performs this purification?
I don't understand where you took that from. What are you speaking about?
In item, I think 3, number 2, it says, there's no sum in spirituality. Thus, to receive a viewed bekin gimel, she had been completely purified to the root.
The partsuf has to refine from all its coarseness, then it starts working with a coarseness that is less than before. Right? Let's say I was in the fourth phase. I have to refine from that entire coarseness to stop it. Then I start working with the third phase. I refine from that completely, and I start working with the second phase. That is called that there's no bidden spirituality, that an action has to be on maximum, 100%, either expansion or refinement, but every action has to be whole, all the way. Even the shattering, that you shatter the vessels until that last vessel is completely shattered, all the way to the end. Otherwise, it's not called that it was shattered, because only when it reaches the final action and is shattered, then we can say, oh, now we can speak about the shattering of the vessels. Every action is measured and weighed when it has entirely finished. Mach 9.
Да, доброе утро, Рав. Парцуф Аб отличается от...
Yes, good morning, Rav. The Parcuf Ab is different than Parcuf Galgalta only by attaining the light in a lower degree?
Can.
Yes.
Azerbaijan.
Yes. Azerbaijan.
Спасибо. Рав, вот этот момент отмены экрана на уровне...
Rav. This moment of annulment of the screen in the fourth degree, does this action occur from Malchut or is it a forced action by the light? With us. If Malchut sees that annulling this limitation brings a separation from the Creator, why does it happen?
There's no choice. All the actions of the vessel come after decision. It's a necessity. Where are we, Moshe?
We're in item 5.
Oh, we won't finish these things. Well, read number 5.
The purification of the coarseness in the screen to the Bchinat coarseness of the root is regarded as the ascent of Tupé de Rosh. Item 5. However, it does not mean that immediately after Malchut had been purified from the fourth phase and stood at the coarseness of the third phase, Partzuf Ab was emanated and emerged there. It is so because there is no sum in the spiritual, and it is impossible that some coarseness will be purified from Malchut, and some coarseness would remain in. However, since Malchut began to purify, it must continue to purify from its entire coarseness until it is completely pure, when it becomes like its root, where the light of Keter is clothed. Know that this purification to the root is called the ascent of Malchut to Keter, or the ascent of Tabor to Pe de Rosh. This is so because Pe is the Keter of Malchut, and Tabor is Malchut of Malchut.
PT18.
Rav, that's a question about the previous excerpt, if you want to answer. Does the emergence of a Potsufim in degrees, Keter Chochma Bina, the level of Chochma or Bina, doesn't matter, but what's the difference in the essence of the work?
The screen determines the level.
But what's the difference, Rav?
The coarseness.
Yes, yes, he writes there. But Chokhmah, how is the relation of Chokhmah different from Bina? What's different?
The size of the wall to receive that he can restrict, put a screen on, and raise reflected light. That determines his attainment of the emanator, the upper light. And according to that, we can say that it's a degree of Chokhmah, Bina, and so on.
He has more possibility to be connected to the upper one?
Of course, by a greater will to receive.
PT20.
А что в десятке значит выполнить до конца действия?
Rav, what does it mean to do this action all the way in the 10?
To connect as much as possible with everybody, with the 10. Hebrew 10.
Why do we learn that the patsuf that received the light in order to bestow is refined? What does it get out of it?
Not what he has of it, but the light bestows to him from above. He receives it in order to bestow. But because it's limited, and he can receive 100% of the light, so it remains from outside all the light he can't accept as inner light, and that's called surrounding light. That surrounding light presses on the patsuf and causes the refinement of the masach, of the screen. That's it. The screen rises back from Tabu to Pe and is incorporated in the upper light from the Rosh. And then from the upper light, it gets a new desire to receive in order to bestow just on a lesser degree than before and whatever he was remained with. And that's how it goes, one by one.
As if the vessel can't agree to have the reflected, the surrounding light, that's why it's pretty refined?
Not that he can't agree. The surrounding light tells the vessel, you didn't receive in order to bestow. You received a bit. But look what's coming more. The light that is surrounded, it's endless, it's limitless, it's infinite. And then it shows the vessel as much as he can still do something to resemble the Creator, to come closer to Him. And in this way, they continue. Inner light, surrounding light, and in this way, they play with the vessel in order to bring it to Gmar Tikkun. Clear? Good. So what will we do next, Moshe? Maybe keep reading.
Item 6. Ascent means purification. And descent means getting coarser. 6. You must remember here that ascent means hizdakhut, refinement or purification, and descent means hitabut, becoming more coarse. The more refined is also regarded as upper, the upper one. The issue of the standing of the 10 sefirot, kachab, zeranpin, and malchut of the guf, of the parzuf, one above the other, from the pet to tabu, does not refer to an imaginary place whatsoever. It is rather only about the refinement and the coarseness. Thus, ketel, the most refined, is regarded as standing near the pet of the rosh of the parzuf, meaning above them all. The most coarse is regarded as standing below the place of tabu of the goof of the potuf, meaning below them all.
No,
I have nothing to add. Keep going.
Item 7. The equivalence of form of the lower one with the upper one is regarded as coming to the place of the upper one. Item 7. However, you should simply understand that when we say that Malchut purified from the course, the fourth level coarseness in her and remained as refined as the root in it, it means that she consequently came to the place of her root, meaning her keter, called pe. It is so because since she is as refined as him, she is on the same degree as him.
Okay, let's go to the next part.